Top advisor to Democrat megadonor Reid Hoffman suggests attempt on Trump's life may have been staged. By Sean Moran on July 14, 2024. Dimitri Melhern, the top political advisor to Democrat megadonor and LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman, reportedly pushed sympathetic journalists to consider that the shooting of former President Donald Trump might have been staged. In an email sent to sympathetic journalists, including Semaphore, Melhern wrote, "One possibility, which feels horrific and alien and absurd in America, but is quite common globally, is that this shooting was encouraged and maybe even staged so Trump could get the photos and benefit from the backlash. This is a classic Russian tactic, such as when Putin killed 300 civilians in 1999 and blamed it on terrorists to ride the backlash to winning power. Others who have embraced this tactic of committing raw evil and then benefiting from the backlash include Hamas on October 7. If any Trump officials encouraged or knew of this attack, that is morally horrific, and Republicans of decency must demand that Trump step down as unfit." Emphasis added. Melhern suggested another possibility for Saturday's shooting is that some crazy anti-Trumper in this chaotic moment decided to assassinate the former president. Hoffman's top political advisor, who created the Investing in U.S. Fund with the LinkedIn co-founder, suggested that his theory was more toward the false flag theory. A false flag is a military action carried out with the intention of blaming an opponent for it. According to BBC News, and experts have told USA Today that conspiracy theorists regularly misuse the term to claim major events were a hoax. Melhern referred to the shooting as a classic Vladimir Putin play. Watch, defiant, bloodied Trump pumps fist to crowd after assassination attempt at rally. Look at the actual shot. Look at the staging. Look at how ready Trump is to rally. This pampered baby shit his pants when an eagle lunged at his food. Look at how quickly Trump protects himself at the expense of others, but showed few of those lifelong instincts in this moment. And consider how often Putin and his allies run this play, the Hoffman political advisor wrote. I know it feels yucky to discuss such a possibility. But in this case, the odds are so high, and the stakes so consequential, we must ask the question, he added. Melhern even doubled down on his contention, taking issue with the media for not raising this question, writing, "Ask the question, people. If it proves wrong, we should respond appropriately to a non-staged act of political violence, as outlined above. But your credibility in our entire system of truth and justice depends on being certain of the answer." Watch, Butler County DA, one spectator, shooter dead, shots fired from outside rally. In response to a comment request from Semaphore, Melhern said his words were not a public statement. Melhern is not the only one to make controversial assertions. During last week's billionaire confab in Sun Valley, Idaho, Hoffman said he had made Trump an actual martyr. He then clarified that he was referring to accountability to the rule of law and that he is horrified and saddened by the attack. Hoffman also reportedly visited alleged sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein's island and serves as one of the Democratic Party's largest donors. He, alongside leftist billionaire George Soros, helped run the clandestine group known as the Good Information Foundation and is accused of election meddling. Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow wrote, "He has since fashioned himself into a Democratic megadonor, though his activities are largely hidden from public view. He is one of the key framers of the modern political infrastructure that is contouring the current American landscape by allowing the super wealthy to use nonprofits and lenient disclosure laws to make large political contributions in relative obscurity. Tactically, he embraces both the disingenuous and the censorious, as well as the Chinese Communist Party." Emphasis added. But Hoffman's shady political activity doesn't end there. He also funded a series of pro-Doug Jones ads in Alabama that were modeled on the much-decried Russian propaganda peddled on Facebook and Twitter in 2016. The project's operatives posed as conservative Alabamians on Facebook and tried to use the platform to divide Republicans, pushing them toward a write-in candidate and away from Roy Moore, the GOP's nominee for Senate. They also ran a scheme, according to the New York Times, to link the Moore campaign to thousands of Russian accounts that suddenly began following the Republican candidate on Twitter, a development that drew national media attention. Emphasis added. Hoffman is also an occasional collaborator with Communist China on a direct level. As Peter Schweitzer reported in his number one best-selling book, Red-Handed, LinkedIn is the most China-friendly American-owned social networking site, and Hoffman is known as the most connected man in Silicon Valley. LinkedIn managed to stay operational in the authoritarian country by remaining in compliance with Chinese censorship rules until 2021. By comparison, Facebook and Twitter have been banned by the CCP since 2009. Emphasis added. Marlowe said Hoffman comprises just part of the American oligarchy in his New York Times best-selling book Breaking Biden. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.